Part 2. George Emmott, who calls himself a spiritual Quaker converted. Who is turned with the dog to the vomit, and gone in the way of Kor, exalting himself and opposing truth, and gone in the way of Cain, into his first birth, and turned against the second. Did God smite you for your pride? Did God let you see the false worships in the steeple houses in the sheep's clothing? Did God let you see the deceit of the tithes and the priests? Did God let you see the vanity of respecting of persons and honoring of the creatures? Were you turning from these things, as you confessed, and are you now turned to them again? By whom the way of truth comes to be evil spoken of? Is not your latter end worse than the beginning? Will not all your words be your burden and fall heavy upon you? Your time is not past, George Emmott. And as for all the revilings, scoffings, and mockings in your book, they are not worth mentioning among sober people and raking in the dust for. Have you turned the grace of God into wantonness, which had taught you to deny the ungodly lusts of the world, and would have brought you to salvation, and so forsaken the covenant of the Lord God, the law in your mind, and in your heart, whereby you might have been taught to know the Lord? But now you are run out to teachers that may be removed into a corner, that will poison you, and that do put some into corners and prisons, because they will not give them maintenance. What brought you to leave off your ribbons and vanities and lusts of the world was the grace of God which you have turned into wantonness and published it to the nation. See page 6. And you are turned to what the grace taught you to deny. Principle. He said, the steeple house is a holy place, more holy than a house. See page 8. Answer. The Pope has taught you this, and his teachers, and you are gotten into the holy place like the Pharisees, and, as says the Apostle, have defiled it. And thus your and the Pope's doctrine is got up since you have apostatized from the apostles, which apostles brought the Jews off the holy places you speaks of. And while you and they have been in these holy places, you have been in the unholiness. Henoch Howitt's book, entitled, The Quaking Principles, Dashed to Pieces by the Standing and Unshaken Truth. He has dashed himself to pieces upon the rock, as his torn language in his book discovers. And his principles are here as follows, a great part of which book of his is not worth mentioning, but turn back upon himself, who must bear his own burden in the day that burns as an oven, that his works are tried, he shall remember, to the witness in him I speak. Principle, he makes the scripture to be the only weapon whereby Christ overthrew the devil. See page 3. Answer. Who bruises his head and was before scripture was. Yet the scripture is for correction and doctrine, furnishing the man of God in his place, and Christ the seed was before scripture was. All those who have scripture and do not Christ cannot overcome the devil, as you and the papists are doing his work. For they that overcome him, it is with the power, and those have the scriptures of truth which the devil is out of. Principle, he said, the scriptures is the hope. See page 4. But to Christendom, their only hope is their false interpretation of their subset of scriptures. Their hope is to escape hell when they die. They have no hope of being freed from sin while alive, of being taught directly by Jesus, of become pure, of union with Christ and God, of being translated into paradise while alive on earth, of fellowship with God and Christ, of entering the rest, of producing fruit that brings glory to the Father. They only have the hypocrites' hope from their twisting the scripture to their destruction. Answer. Which is contrary to the scripture, which said, Christ is the hope. And those who had the scripture, the Pharisees stood against the hope Christ. Principle, he said, there is nothing in man to be spoken to but man. See page 5. Answer. How then ministered the apostle to the Spirit? And Christ spoke to the spirits in prison. And Timothy was to stir up the gift that was in him. And the Spirit of the Father speaks within them, and the light shines in the heart, which God has commanded to shine out of darkness. And the Son of God is revealed in me, said the apostle. Here the scriptures are for correction of you, and reproof of you who said, there is nothing to speak to in man but man. For the apostle said, what may be known of God is manifest in man, for God has showed it unto them. Rom 1:19. And the apostle was manifest to everyone's conscience in the sight of God, and that was of God which the children disobeyed. Principle, he calls that a dark delusive light. Answer. John calls Christ the light. That lights every man that comes into the world, which we speak of, so he is fighting against the foundation of God that stands sure. And thus the man is striking at the rock and splitting himself, and is not come to John, but is as dark as the Pharisees and heathen, whose darkness cannot comprehend the light that John said, lights every man that comes into the world. That shines in the darkness, that is the true light. John 1:1-5-9. So you who deny the light which Christ has enlightened every man that comes into the world withal, are the enemies of Christ, that would not that he should reign over you, who are by him to be slain. And so that scripture which he mentions there in page 10 stands for himself, who gets his words and calls him Lord, but does not do as he said. And you all that are in the darkness stumble at the scriptures, who see not the light that lights every man that comes into the world. Principle, he said, they that deny the honor of men are witches and wizards, page 14. Answer, will you say that Mordecai was a wizard and had a familiar spirit that would not bow to Haman? And the apostle found fault with those who worship the creature more than the creator, who is God blessed forever. And all the familiar spirits and wizards fell down and worshipped Nebuchadnezzar's image, while Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not bend to their image nor inventions. Principle. And again you said, they that love God and love Christ keep his commandments. See page 14. Answer. But you are bringing many scriptures to oppose the commands of Christ, who said, be you not of men called master. So you are seen not to be of the spirit of Christ, but the spirit that is gone out into the world, that is, Antichrist, and opposes his doctrine, who is the end of the prophets, and was before Abraham was, and so have given judgment of yourself, that you neither love God or Christ. Principle, and he here accuses Paul and said, Paul said he is not perfect. This is one on the false prophets' favorite scriptures to prove they don't have to be perfect. Paul said, not as though I were already perfect, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Phil 3, 12, he did not say, I am not perfect. He said, not as though I were already perfect. He is talking about an attitude about being perfect. This case is strongly supported in the next verses when he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Phil 3, 15, he is saying, as many of us as are perfect, don't consider yourself so. Don't relax satisfied that you have everything, rather press on. Be like me, be humble, not boasting, and if you have a different opinion, God will straighten you out. Why would Paul be reluctant to claim perfection? Because Paul was very careful to be humble. It is dangerous not to be. It is even against a tenet of love. Love does not boast. 1 Cor 13, 4, he is advising the brothers not to boast about being perfect or even claim perfection, but to be like him and take notice of those who walk like him, considering themselves to have room for improvement and growth. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as you have us for an example. 1 Cor 13, 17, answer. When Paul said, as many of us as are perfect are thus minded, and brings himself in the number, and speaks wisdom among them that are perfect, page 15. John Timpson's book called The Quaker's Apostasy from the Perfect Rule of the Scriptures Discovered. A true title is this to his book of his own condition, as his book does witness himself in the apostasy, whose work is to oppose the light which does enlighten every man that comes into the world, that John bore witness of. So opposing the covenant of God, of life and peace, and the foundation of God which stands sure, Christ Jesus, he may as well say nothing or do nothing. But the stone is set upon his head, and the foundation of God is laid, witnessed by the prophets, Christ, and the apostles. And the scriptures are owned by them in scorn called Quakers, and the light they speak of, who are come out of the apostasy, and so from among the apostates. And as for the lies and slanders in his book, they are not worth mentioning, but they shall turn upon his own head, whose immodesty has discovered them. Principle. In his preface to the reader, he said, it is an expression of a dark, deluded mind to say that God is not distinguished from the saints. Answer, but God and Christ are in the saints, and dwell in them, and walk in them, and he in whom Christ does not dwell is a reprobate and out of the apostles' doctrine. Principle, he said, we accusing the Quakers have broken the everlasting covenant of God. Answer, because we own the teaching of God by his Spirit, and the light which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, which is the covenant of God. What is the everlasting covenant? The light to Jacob and the Gentiles. Isa 42, 6, 49, 6, by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus we become holy, pure, and a part of God. His flesh that we eat are the words we hear him speak to us and keep. His blood is the spirit of those words heard, which blood cleanses us from all sin. To break the everlasting covenant is to make the blood of Jesus an unholy thing, to use the blood to excuse a life of sin, which is exactly what Christendom has done. And so, we wait for the promise of the Lord. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. Isa 24, 5-6. Principle, he said, the scriptures are the rule of life. See page 4. Answer, contrary to Christ, who said, the Spirit should lead them into all truth. And they that are the sons of God, who are led by the Spirit of God. And the churches were to hear what the Spirit said, for the Spirit led them to speak forth scripture. Principle, he said, it is a contradiction and a confused, senseless thing to preach the word of faith in the mouth and in the heart. See page 6. Again he said, most senseless is this profession of Christ in the mouth and believing in him with the heart, God that made all things. These are his words, page 8. But what did it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. That is the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10, 8, Deut 30, 11-14 answer. It is not a senseless profession to preach the word of faith in the heart and in the mouth and to say, God will dwell in you, and the word is in the heart and in the mouth. The word is God, and you are senseless and fallen into confusion in the contradiction out of the apostles' doctrine, for the apostle said, Christ in you, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Principle, and he calls it a notion to say that Christ lights all and that therefore the light is Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came as a witness to bear witness of the light, so that all men might believe through it the light, Christ. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1, 1-9 clearly him is Jesus. Clearly Jesus is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. Notice, this man claims scripture to be the word, the spirit, the rule, the judge, et al., but he denies any that conflict with the opinions of the whore. His God is a subset of the scriptures which he doesn't understand, for if he understood his subset of scriptures correctly, he would not find any other scripture in conflict. Answer. So here he is kicking and spurning against the light, Christ, that lights every man that comes into the world, which is the rock, the foundation of God, the cornerstone which is fallen upon your head, and all are in the notion make-believe Christianity that are out of it. Principle. He scoffs at the Quakers because they say they have the word of God in them. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with words from Christ in your hearts, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Col 3:16. But what did it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. That is the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8-30, 10-14. Notice, more denial of scriptures, yet he worships scripture. Answer, Christ's name is called the Word of God. Principle, he said, God blessing or blasting his own word to some, according to the different ends intended by himself. See page 9. Answer, now the Word of God is not blasted. God never blasts his own word, but it is those who disobey the word that are blasted. For the Word of God does its service and accomplishes the end which it goes forth for, and does not return in vain. And it is the sword of the Spirit, and that is not blasted. It is a hammer and a fire, and it lives and endures forever. So you are blasted who say, God blasts his own word, and are to be cut down by the word of God for your blasphemy. Principle, he said, the Quakers are deceivers, because we say that Christ is not in outward observations and forms. And John Bunyan said that he is distinct from the saints and would have him in the forms. See page 13. Answer. We say he has triumphed over the ordinances and blotted them out, and they are not to be touched. And the saints have Christ in them, who is the end of outward forms, and you are deceived, who thinks to find the living among the dead. And Bunyan is deceived, who said, he is distinct separate from the saints. And so you are a company of pitiful teachers. Principle, he said, every true Christian does believe that the Holy Scriptures alone are to be the object of faith. See page 17. There are many with Scriptures, the object of their faith, authored by the Scriptures, reading about Christ and believing the Scriptures. There are few whose faith is authored by Christ, such authorship occurring when they hear him speak to them from within their hearts and know him to be the Son of God, the Word of faith. And truly their faith comes from hearing the Word of God from within their hearts. These have truly received Christ and have the power to become sons of God. Answer. So he has thrown out God the giver of them and Christ the author of them, for many have the scriptures and deny Christ the author and object of faith. Principle. He asks, did you ever read of law and testimony in the heart? See page 18. This man seems to have difficulty in understanding. Here is what Isaiah said about such as him, rather than to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isa 8:20. This man denies the light which is in the heart because he has no light. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Cor 2:14. Answer, yea, God said, I will write my law in their hearts. The law was in David's heart, the law was in the apostle's heart. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and that is in the heart. See Heb 8:10, Rev 19:10. Principle, he said, the covenant of God is not to all in the church of Christ. See page 19. Answer, which is contrary to the scriptures, for where the church is, there is the covenant, the head Christ Jesus. And God said, I will give him for a covenant to the Gentiles, those are the heathen. And I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And these are called the people of God. And therefore you are in the fall in ignorance and a man without understanding, and affirms you do not know what. And silence would become you better than to publish your shame in print, for they are not in the church of God that are not in the covenant of God. Principle, and he said, the scripture is the sure and perfect rule. See page 20. Answer, the scripture said, Christ is the bishop of the soul, and God has all souls in his hand. And many have scriptures, but the bishop of their souls they know not, but they remain in death, and the life they want that gave them forth, and so are all on heaps about the scripture one with another, and calling them the rule. But the Spirit of God that led them to speak forth the scriptures was the rule to the saints and holy men of God. And they that are in the transgression will kill one another about their words, but the Spirit leads to see them again and brings into unity with them and God. Principle. He said, it is blasphemy to say that Christ is in them as God and man. See page 23. Answer, does not the scripture say, Christ in you, and God will dwell in you and walk in you? And are not the saints of his flesh and of his bone, and are they not partakers of the divine nature? Principle, he said, it is an imagined notion to say the eternal word of God is in them. See page 26. Answer, you are in the imagined notions, in whom the eternal word is not witnessed, and under the fire and sword and hammer to be hammered down. And so are corrected by the apostle who said, let the word of God dwell in you richly, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls, and the immortal word. Principle, he said, the scripture is the only rule of knowing God. See page 26. How sad if true, you would never hear the Lord tell you he loves you. You would never hear the kindness in his voice. You would never hear his unbelievable humility. You would never hear how he understands you better than yourself. You would never hear and see the prophecies he gives you to assure you that he is a prophet. You would never know the mysteries of which scriptures only hint. But fortunately, it is not true. And you can hear and see the Lord if in humility you approach him, if you stop teaching until he explicitly authorizes you, if you turn from evil with your best efforts, if from your excess you share the necessities of life with those in need, if you are hungry for his voice and his approval, if you mourn under your slavery to sin, oh yes, you will hear, and your heart will leap for joy as you start to know God, your Savior. Answer. Christ said, none knows the Father but the Son, who spoke among those who had the scripture. And so he has excluded the Son as the rule of knowing the Father who reveals him. For many had scriptures who knew not the Father nor knew the Son nor heard his voice, as in John 5:37. Principle, he said, all those that are without the scriptures are without all comfort and hope and God. See page 26. What about Job Noah? What about the early church, with nothing but the Old Testament in the scrolls of the synagogues? This man has the audacity to say that without the scripture, a man is without God. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit whom Jesus said he would send to his true disciples so they would not be alone. But this man has his book, and without understanding, he teaches from it, so he gets no Comforter. Since he has no Comforter, he assumes no one else could either. This man is a worshiper of the scriptures. It is the only thing he thinks he understands. but he will not hesitate to ignore and twist the meaning of many scriptures so as to fit the comfortable subset of scriptures in which he takes refuge and worships. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Jer 14:14 answer. Here then is your doctrine, that none have comfort, none hope, none have God, but who have scriptures. Abraham will tell you otherwise, and Enoch, for those knew God and walked with him, and knew hope and comfort. And Joseph and Jacob, God was with them before the scriptures were written. And Christ was promised before the scriptures were written, and many have the scriptures but do not have the comfort, nor the hope, but instead stand against Christ as the Jews did. And many may have the comfort who have not read the scriptures. Principle, he said, the only judge of all error is the scriptures. See page 37. How can a book with 41,000 sects in Christendom, each with differing opinions as to what is important and what is the meaning of the scripture, possibly be the judge error? A dartboard would be a more reliable judge. Answer. So he has excluded Christ, and the Spirit, and the spiritual man, and the saints, and God the judge of all, who was the author of the scripture. Principle. He said, the apostle does not say that God in these last days does speak, or will speak unto us by his Son. But God has already in time past spoken by his Son, and that speaking is to these last days, and we are not to look for any other speaking or revelation. See page 39. There are many deficit sects today that teach this heresy. Those who teach it have obviously not heard the voice of the Lord, nor seen his gentle pleadings to keep from evil. Scripture says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if after ascension he spoke in spirit to men yesterday, he speaks to men today, and he speaks to men tomorrow. Why can't these false prophets people hear God? They have no humility. They are the opposite of humble, thinking themselves to be worthy of interpreting God to the masses, without having been taught and perfected by Jesus, without having been authorized by gift from God to their positions that they have assumed, without having been sent by the Lord of the harvest, without speaking words taught by the Spirit of God. They are teaching errors, leading people into captivity, and therefore in captivity themselves. They are the blind guides, the unperfected disciples, that Jesus warned us about and told us to leave them. Their condemnation is proportional to all those whom they have misled. They cannot see the light or hear the voice because their consciences are seared from telling lies and hypocrisy. There are also many sects, deficit sects, that teach the Bible is a closed book, citing, if any man takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his share in the book of life, and in the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book, Rev 22:19. They think this prohibits revelation, but what it really says is no one is to delete any words from of the book of Revelation. The Bible had not yet been assembled when John wrote this. Neither is the Bible a book of prophecy, but the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy. The Bible was first organized around 350 AD by the Roman Catholic sect, which had already been apostatized. They selected which letters and which writings from many that would make up the Bible. So to call the Bible a closed book is ignoring its very unstructured origins. Certainly, we can look at the record of controversy over which books were included and left out and realize that very imperfect men did the selections on the basis of a wide divergence of opinion. This book was not ordered in its form by God. Then they stretch their error to extremes, saying, if anyone writes down on paper anything they supposedly hear from God, they are cursed. Answer. And so by this you have denied the scriptures and the authority of them, which is Christ Jesus, and denied the apostles' doctrine and the new covenant, where the law is written in the heart and mind, and all are taught of God. You have thrown down and laid waste Christ's commands, who said, learn of me. And the command of God, who said, this is my beloved Son, hear you him. And so are ignorant of the scriptures and the power of God. Principle, he said, it is abhorred dotage they are bewitched with to say they witness forgiveness within. See page 41. Answer, you show you never knew a saint's life and what cleanses from all sin and the testimony within a forgiveness of sin, for where it is forgiven within. The apostle said, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. And many may speak of Christ without them, and the body of sin not dead. And so the wolf may get the form of godliness, and the devil may confess the Son of God in words. Principle, he said, it matters not much if the sense is in the scriptures, whether the words are there or not. See page 47. So this man now says the words of Scripture are not important. The words don't even have to exist for it, is his opinion of what the Scriptures meant to say that is important. And that is why there are 41,000 sects of Christendom today. The words of Scripture are ignored because they don't fit with their traditions and opinions handed down from man to man over the last 1700 years, from the false apostles, antichrists, and ministers of Satan that Peter, Paul, John, James, and Jude dealt with in their time. Answer. And yet he said, the Scripture is the rule and the word. And so by that means have all men run into their senses, into confusion from the words of the Scripture, which is not to be added to, nor taken from, nor can it be broken, nor is it of any private interpretation. And the Scriptures are the words of God, and Christ is the word, and in him they end, and the Spirit is the rule. Principle, he said, does not Christ approve of the Jews' opinion in thinking that in the Scripture they should have eternal life? And he said, Christ refers them to the Scriptures to find life. See page 48. He illustrates the satanic classic twisting of the Scripture to mean the opposite of what it says. The Scripture in discussion is, you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. And you do have not his word abiding in you. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me that you might have life. John 5:37-40. Notice Jesus distinguishes between the word and Scriptures, and the word is clearly better. It seems very, very clear to me, Jesus is telling them to stop reading Scriptures and come and listen to him so they might have life. Hebrews confirms, he, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Heb 5:9, but this minister of Satan twists the Scripture to say, you will find eternal life in the Scriptures. And if any Scripture doesn't fit their doctrine of lies, based on a subset of all Scriptures, they will deny that Scripture to be true. If you have to deny any Scripture to maintain your beliefs, then the Scriptures that you think you understand have been misunderstood by you. Answer. Whereas Christ said, they would not come unto him that they might have life, and told them believe in him whom God had sent, who was the end of the Scriptures. And Christ did not approve of those who thought to have eternal life in the Scriptures. How did God send Jesus to the Gentiles? I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and those who sit in darkness out of the prison house. Isa 42:6-7, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isa 49:6, so while you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light that you may become the children of light. John 12:36, what does it mean to believe? While in the light, believe what it shows and tells you, believe it enough to remember it, practice the teachings, and obey the commands. What light? God is light, 1 John 1:5. The light Christ, who is the life and light of men, and who enlightens all men who come into the world. John 1:1-5, 9-14. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12 principle, he said, to say that the light of Christ is not received from the Scriptures, it is an abominable thing to be asserted. Notice, this man cannot accept that all men have the Spirit of God, he has to pretend the light comes from Scripture. But God is light, Jesus in the light of the world, and neither are received from Scriptures. Which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world? John 1:1-9, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Acts 2:14-18, they insist on disbelief of the above Scriptures applying to every man. Why? Because then there is no difference between sinners in their sect and sinners outside their sect. They lose their imagined distinction, which imagined distinction exists because they deny the possibility of ever being freed from sin. If every man in the world has the light, and if every man in the world has been given the Spirit, then what do the sects have to offer? Nothing. Because they are only a form of godliness without the power to change a man to become godly, pure, holy, clean, and perfect. And so you will read in this book how the false prophets constantly fight the Scriptures that testify to the light and the Spirit being in every man. Answer. but the light is received from Christ. And many had the scriptures, as the Jews, but stood against the light as you do now, and did not receive it, that had the scriptures which testified of it. And the light cannot be blotted out, but it does condemn, and it leads to the knowledge of God and to eternal life. Principle, he calls it a fancy of an idle brain to witness the law of God written in the heart that is different from the moral law. See page 61. Answer, the scripture said, I will write my law in their hearts and put it in their inward parts, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not according to the old. And this is the covenant with Israel, not according to the old. And so they are in the fancy and idle brain that are out of the new covenant of light, Christ, both Jews and Gentiles and all false Christians. Principle, he said, this I do deny, that the perfection of the whole law of God is written in man's heart, so as to know it and do it, as it is written in the prophets and apostles. See page 64. Answer. Here you have discovered yourself to be in the unbelief, and limits the Holy One, as if God is not the same, and Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. None know the prophets and apostles, but who have the same covenant as they had, and the same law and spirit, and you are opposing those that say the word is within them, and the light is within them, and the spirit is within. When they say they are in unity, and they are all one, this makes you appear as one offended, who must still be ignorant. He who is ignorant, let him be ignorant still, but the light in you shall see they are one. Principle. He said, that none have ever had such attainments of Christ a Redeemer, without the help of the Scriptures. See page 65. Answer, now Abraham and Enoch and Noah and Adam had the promise of Christ before Scripture was written. And the gospel is the power of God, and many may have the form and not the power, and eternal life is not in them, nor the power of God. For Christ is the power of God, who said, you will not come to me, that you may have life. Who was before Scripture was, and all the attainments the Scripture speaks of are in him, and he is not attained to without life. Principle, he said, where did ever any say that they went through the law to Christ? This he judges and said, they are strangers to the life of God who say so. See page 71. Answer, contrary to the apostle who said, you through the law are dead to the law, but alive unto God. And the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And again he said, the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us. Until we are under control of the Spirit of God, until we can hear the Spirit's commands, the inner law on the heart of every man is our schoolmaster, reminding us of our shortcomings. Eventually, the law must be fulfilled in us. Christ must change us to become like himself, so we too fulfill the law. Until we are led by the Spirit of God's voiced commands, when faith comes, the inner law is our schoolmaster. Once we can hear the Spirit's commands, we focus on obeying what the Spirit commands. It typically takes weeks to months before you begin to hear the Lord, even while listening every day. During this time of waiting to come under the direction of the Spirit, we follow the moral outward law as closely as possible. Don't steal, lie, cheat, covet, take the Lord's name in vain, etc. principle. He said, all notional imaginary light is from Christ whatsoever. See page 72. God is light. 1 John 1 5, Jesus is the light of the world. John 8 12, neither is imaginary. Answer. Now notion is imagination, and that is not properly called light, and therefore you are mistaken, for light is not notion, but is the thing itself that is from Christ. Principle, again he denies, that Christ has enlightened every man that comes into the world, with light sufficient, if they obey it, to lead them to eternal life. See page 73. Answer. Yet you say, everyone has so much light as shall leave all men without excuse before the great tribunal of Jesus Christ. And yet say, what leaves them without excuse is not sufficient, and so would make God unjust and unrighteous. But the light which does enlighten every man in the world is sufficient to lead them to eternal life, believing in it and receiving it, and not believing in it is sufficient to condemn them. But all who believe in it shall see and receive their salvation. Principle, he said, it is a contradiction in itself, and a speaking lies and hypocrisy, to deny swearing and calling of men master, and to witness the teaching of the Lord and the Spirit to guide into all truth, and to say the Spirit is the rule. Answer. They are in the lies and hypocrisy, and transgressors of Christ's commands that are swearers and called of men masters. And the Spirit of truth which leads into all truth is the rule and guide of men into truth. And these are the antichrists, contrary to Christ, that swear and are called of men masters, for Christ said, swear not at all, nor be called of men master. Principle, he said, Christ was in the world and the world was made by him, and yet Christ was not in all parts of the world. See page 76. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Col 1:17, who being the brightness of his glory and the representation of his being, and upholding all things by the word of his power, Heb 1:3. If all things in the universe, in heaven, in hell, and on the earth consist by him and are held up by his power, then he is everywhere. Christ is all and in all. Col 3:11 further, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. F 4:6, for in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. So God and Christ, who are one, are in everything in us and we live in him. There are multiple dimensions that share the same space. There is the Father above all, there is Christ and the kingdom of heaven, there is the kingdom of hell, and there is the physical dimension we see and live in. Answer: He is the light to the Gentiles and Jews and salvation to the ends of the earth. And yet he said that Christ is not in all parts of the world. Principle: The light with which Christ has enlightened everyone that comes into the world, he calls a little spark of reason, subject to error and vanity. Answer: Christ is the light, the foundation of God which stands sure, that which makes manifest all error, and his flesh saw no corruption. The greater part of his work in his book is to strike at the rock and foundation of God. There is no error in the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, neither is it subject to it, but condemns it, and you who said it. Principle, he said, page 79. All the light is to be understood in words and an outward dispensation. Answer. The Jews had outward words and a dispensation, and yet did not know the light Christ by the words without life, neither did they understand the dispensation of God. Principle, he speaks of an external ministry. See page 80. Answer. What led them to minister was not external, and the external reaches no further than the external, and that is of men and by men, but the eternal reaches to the eternal, which reaches beyond external. Principle. John said, This is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. And he said, This is to be understood with limitation. And said, Christ was not in all ages and places of the world. See page 81. The children of Israel, who were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, or went with them, and that rock was Christ, 1 Cor 10:2-4. And this was long before Christ came in the flesh. Christ was and is the rock of ages and foundation of many generations, both before and after his coming in the flesh. Answer, how was he the lamb slain from the foundation of the world? And how did he minister to the spirits in prison? And how speaks he as the law? And how is he the same yesterday and today and forever? And that is the devil in you who would have a hold for you to dwell in, that would limit Christ the light not to be in every man. What darkens every man is the devil, and what lightens every man is Christ, without limitation, and he limits what would limit him, and that understanding. Principle. He said, He knows not what the true light is, and eternal life, nor the eternal word, the everlasting gospel, the light which gave forth the scriptures, and the judge of the world, and the kingdom of heaven within, and the law of the new covenant, and Christ within. These he said, he knows not. Answer, we do believe you. And yet he goes about to oppose them, and knows not what they are, and so he fights like a blind man, who knows not the eternal word within, nor the light, nor the everlasting gospel, which the saints did, and do know within. Principle, he said, that infants and fools and such as are born blind were never enlightened with the light of Christ, which he calls the light of nature. See page 85. Answer. Which is contrary to John's words, John 1:8-9, who came for a witness to bear witness of the light, the true light which lights every man that comes into the world, which light is above nature. And contrary to Isaiah, who said, Fools shall not err in the way. And blind men and infants are enlightened with the light of Christ, for that is the light in the blind man that reproves his thoughts and words that are evil, which believing in, he shall not be condemned, but has the light of life and becomes a child of light. And in Christ is light, and that is the life of men. And where there is life in an infant, there is light. Principle, he calls it, a fancy and a pernicious error to say Christ has enlightened every man that comes into the world. See page 88. Answer, and thus he opposes John's doctrine. They are in the pernicious error that deny that light that lights every man, according to John's doctrine, John 1, 9, who said, "This is the true light that enlightens every man that comes into the world." And the Pharisees stumbled as much at this true light as you do now. Though it shined in there and your darkness, yet your darkness cannot comprehend it, but it shall be all your condemnation that hate it. Principle, he said, the commands of Christ within, Christ and the light, are inconsistent with the scriptures. See page 89. Answer. The light within owns the scripture without, and yet he said it was the gift of God. And the gift of God owns the scriptures in their place as they were spoken, and none know the commands and scriptures but with the light within, and they are in unity, and the light within gives the knowledge of them. 2 Cor 4. Principle, he said, it is a fancy to say the covenant of God is to all men in the world, and the grace of God has appeared unto all men. See page 89. Answer. Contrary to the apostle, who said, the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared unto all men. And contrary to the prophet, who said, I will give him for a covenant to the Gentiles, a light unto the people, salvation to the ends of the earth, and a new covenant to the house of Israel and Judah. And they that do not believe this are condemned. Principle, he said, it is most desperate and diabolical to talk of a sufficient light and grace in all to be saved. Answer. And yet you say, in page 73 of your book, that every man has so much light that shall leave men without excuse before the great tribunal of Jesus Christ, and men shall only be condemned for not doing things which they had power and light to do. And so you confound yourself, these are your words. And here you say, he has not light sufficient to save. You call this a fancy and prodigious blasphemy, page 92. And no man comes to salvation but who owns the light, which does enlighten every man that comes into the world, Christ Jesus the Savior. No man owns his own salvation, but who owns the grace of God that brings salvation to all if they will receive it, to teach them to live soberly, righteously, and godly, and deny the contrary. And this grace and light is sufficient, for it brings salvation. For what brings salvation is sufficient, and you are in the diabolical doctrine that are out of this, and contrary to what the apostle said. And Christ, who enlightens all men, says, believe in the light, and you shall not abide in darkness, but have the light of life and become children of light. And so it is sufficient. If not, how are they condemned by it? Principle, he said of the light of Christ, we have made it the corrupt spark of reason. See page 92. Answer. But it is he who calls it the corrupt spark of reason, contrary to John, who said, it is the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. And we do not make it the corrupt spark of reason, for there is no corruption in it, but it leads to true reason, and there is no true reason but in it, and your corrupt spark of reason is out of it, and to be condemned with it. Principle, he calls it, an intoxicated notion, and bewitching, to say that Christ has enlightened everyone that comes into the world directly. See page 93. Answer. So he would make the light which John bore witness of to the chief priests and Levites, which does enlighten every man, as not directly from God, and gives these ill-favored names to those who bear their testimony to it. But let him split himself against the rock. You are in the intoxicated notions, and in the witchcraft, that do not own the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and are not a witness of Christ, but contrary to the prophets, and John, who said, this was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. To which light the apostle bore witness to Jews and Gentiles, which you, a reprobate, bears witness against. Principle, and to bring all people to the light wherewith Christ has enlightened them, he calls seducing and sending men to hell and damnable heresies. Answer. They bring men to hell and are the seducers and in the damnable heresy and corrupt the reason that do not bring men to the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and so to Christ, but deny it, and such deny life and salvation. Principle. He said that none can be saved by following the light of Christ Jesus, which he calls corrupt. Believe in the light so that you may become children of the light. John 12, 36, answer. The light of Christ Jesus is not corrupt, who enlightens every man that comes into the world. That light which they are enlightened withal does not corrupt, but lets all men see their corruptions, which light they are condemned for not believing in, and believing in which they are saved. And no man sees salvation, or has salvation, but with the light which comes from Christ Jesus, the salvation. And all that hate the light are corrupt in their doctrines and principles, ways and words, and such are the antichrists. Joseph Kellett, John Pomery, Paul Glisson, Christopher Feek, John Simpson, George Cockin, and Lawrence Wise, their principles in a book put forth by them called A Faithful Discovery of a Treacherous Design of Mystical Antichrist Displaying Christ's Banners, are here laid open. Principle, you say, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Page 1. Answer. But you do not say that the light has shined in your hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And those were the false apostles, and devil's ministers, and messengers of Satan, transforming himself into an angel of light, that drew people from the light within, which gave them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, from whom it came. It was the work of the true apostles to bring people to the light within, that shined in their hearts, to give them the light of the knowledge of the glory God in the face of Christ Jesus. And they told them there was the treasure in the earthen vessel. So with the false spirits that are gone out into the world are you reproved, you seven priests. Principle, they call it wine mingled with water, to say, the light does enlighten every man that comes into the world, which is Christ, which brings men off from their teachers and makes sin manifest. This, you say, makes the scriptures unnecessary. Answer, none know the use and value of the scriptures but with light, nor salvation, nor wine from water. Principle. And they say, does not the light bring men off the glorious mystery of the scriptures? See page 3. There is no mystery of the scriptures referenced in the scriptures. The scriptures are a mystery to this man and to millions of others, and they will remain a mystery until they stop teaching, to get quiet, to listen to the teachings of the Holy Spirit. For without the Spirit, the scriptures cannot be understood. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Cor 2:14. Answer, we say no, it brings them to the mystery of Christ Jesus from whom light comes, it brings men off from the heathen to God. Principle, and they say, that the light brings men off the foundation of the prophets and apostles. See page 4. Answer, which light is Christ, who is the promise to the Gentiles, the foundation of the prophets and apostles, which does enlighten every man that comes into the world. And none come to the foundation, but such as come to the light, Christ, that has enlightened them. Principle, they say, they are all alienated and enemies unto God until faith. See page 4. Answer, so they have denied their schoolmaster, which is until faith, which will keep them out of the alienation, which is the law. But after that, when faith has come, 3:25, as faith should afterwards be revealed, 3:23. Paul speaks of faith being revealed. So faith occurs when Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, Heb 12:2, reveals it to a man, Gal 3:23, which faith then frees us from the law as our schoolmaster. Gal 3:24. Further in Gal 5:18, he says, if and when you are led, prompted, ordered, commanded by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So he has defined faith to being in obedience to the Spirit's leading. So faith comes by hearing the word within your heart, which is revelation from Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, and then to follow the commands heard from the Spirit of God, from the Lord. This is a major clarification of the definition of faith, as Paul further tells us that he preaches the word of faith which is in our hearts and mouths, and faith comes by hearing the word. And Jesus says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Such keeping, to practice, obey, results in the love of God being perfected in a man. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 2:5. So faith is to hear the word within and believe it to be the Son of God speaking to you, and then to keep it, obey it, practice it, repeatedly, which yields the blessing of the perfected love of God within you, and you to be in Christ and God. Christendom would have you believe that hearing someone read the words of the Bible is hearing the word of God, and if you believe them, you are a believer. But this only results in belief of a historical fact written in a book and faith in the words in a book. Yet Paul has just told us that faith comes from hearing the word, who is Jesus, which word is in our heart. So to have real faith, you must hear from within and believe whom you hear to be the Son of God, and believe enough to completely obey him. For Jesus became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Heb 5:9. Principle, and you call the light Christ, who has enlightened every man that comes into the world, a natural light. See page 5. Answer, contrary to John, who said, it is Christ, by whom all things were made before naturals were, sun, moon, or stars. Principle. To hold forth Christ the light, who lights every man that comes into the world, they say, is to hinder the gospel, pervert the faith, and at once destroy all good that ever was done. See page 6. Answer. It is unlikely that it should do so, since Christ is the covenant of God, who came to save, which light does lighten everyone that comes into the world, in which believing they are saved, not believing are damned. And none come to God nor to the gospel, but who come to the light, and all men's works acted without the light, are to be condemned and destroyed. Principle. To bring people to the light, Christ, which does enlighten every man that comes into the word, is to bring them from the mediator, and to draw men from eyeing his death, resurrection, and intercession. See page 7. Answer. Here they are corrected, for none know these things but who come to the light, Christ, who has enlightened them, for with the light they see their mediator, and see his death and resurrection. And they that come not to the light, which lights every man that comes into the world, may speak of these things but cannot know them. As the witness in the conscience shall answer in all men. For the light that shines in the heart gives them the knowledge of them, of the mediator, death, and resurrection of Christ. And they say, not every man in the world is enlightened. And John said, every man is, and so here their spirits are corrected again. And I will give him for a covenant to the Gentiles, and for a new covenant to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. And they bring these words, Christ in you the hope of glory, to oppose John's words. Principle, you say, none come to God but by Christ, and yet do not own him that does enlighten every one that comes into the world. Answer. And so are not like ever to come to him, though you may talk of him in words, as the Pharisees and the devils did, and as all the apostate Christians do now, yet not owning his light, with it you are all to be condemned as ministers of Satan, which are out of the light. Principle, and you say, far be it from you to say that Christ is equally God. See page 8. Answer. The scriptures say, his name is called the Emmanuel, God with us, and his name is called the Word of God. John 1:1. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. John 10:30. John said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7. Principle. And you say, whereby man sees the Godhead of God, but nothing of the mystery of the Father and Christ as mediator. See page 9. Answer. Can any man see the Godhead of God and nothing of the mystery of the Father and Christ the mediator? Does not he who knows the Son know the Father also? And has not he who has seen God seen the Son? Is not the Son in the Father? Here your spirits are corrected. For the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, let see the one and let see the other. Principle, you say, for a man to say, the light Christ which enlightens every man that comes into the world is pure and justifies those who obey it, he justifies what God condemns. See page 9. Answer. As you say, who are with it condemned? For the light is that which both condemns and justifies, and God does not condemn it, for it brings into unity and peace with him, and all are condemned that are out of it, and none are justified but those that are in it, Christ, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which is the justification of life to every one that believes in it. And every man receiving the light receives his justification, and hating it receives his condemnation to death. Principle. Again, you conclude the light of Christ is not pure before faith. See page 9. Answer. So have concluded that you 7, Joseph Kellett, John Pomeroy, Paul Glisson, Christopher Feek, John Simpson, George Cockin, Lawrence Wise, never knew law nor gospel, nor faith from Christ nor God. For the law is light, said Solomon, Pro 6:23, and that is the schoolmaster until faith. The law of God is pure, and the law is just, holy, good, and perfect. And what is just, holy, and good is pure. This you 7 have concluded not pure, the light and the conscience, before faith. The law is the light and schoolmaster until faith. And the light is given to every man to believe, and while you have the light, believe in it. So men have this light before they believe in it and are children. This you conclude is not pure, so go about to take away what men should believe in. They having the light are then afterwards to believe in it. And with it they see the author of their faith, Christ Jesus, from whom it comes. So you would destroy the foundation of God, of the prophets and apostles, which stands sure, and so are you found in the spirit of error and corrected, knowing neither law nor faith. Principle. Again they say the light, which is Christ, with which every man is enlightened that comes into the world, does not discover the sin of unbelief. See page 10. Answer. And did not Christ marvel at their unbelief, and see and discover the unbelief of the Jews, of whose spirit you are? And does not Christ the light, which does enlighten every man, discover unbelief? Do not the unbelievers hate the light, because they know the light that manifests their sin will reprove them, which they should believe in? And yet you say it does not discover unbelief, which is their condemnation that do not believe in it, but hate it because their deeds are evil. Principle. And further you say, that the light that lights every man that comes into the world brings in a legal righteousness. Answer. Does not the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world bring in the righteousness of God? And is it not the righteousness of God? So it corrects you who are in the legal righteousness and out of Christ, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. Principle. Again you say, the righteousness performed by the grace of Christ, the gospel teaches to deny it. See page 10. Answer. Now is there any righteousness wrought by the grace of Christ? But what is by Christ? Who is the covenant of grace and the power of God, which is the gospel, which lights every man that comes into the world? Principle, they call it conscience or a natural light. See page 11. Answer, which light was before the word conscience was, or a natural light, the sun, moon, and stars, either, for all things that were made by it. The natural light or made lights are created lights. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars, they were made. Here are the natural lights to the natural eye. The light that every man is enlightened with that comes into the world, was before these were made, glorified with the Father before the world began, and before the name conscience was, or things were made and named. And the light does exercise the conscience towards God and towards man, which light comes from Christ the author of faith, which is held in the pure conscience, who before the world began was glorified with the Father. Principle. Again, the light which comes from Christ, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, which discovers the evil, which will give power against it, man walking in it, and brings to the rest, to the Father, this they call free will. See page 12. Answer, which light brings out of the will of man, into the will of God from whom it comes, to him that is not born by the will of man, in which light men do his will and know his doctrine. So here they are corrected again. For the free will and will worship are out of the light which is Christ, of which John speaks. They that hate the light are out of Christ, and are not made free from the wrath to come. But they that are in the light are made free from the wrath to come, in covenant with God. So you that would set up another light than Christ are antichrist in your own wills, for all will worship and feigned humility are out of the light in the transgression. Principle, they say, that God made a difference where there was none. See page 13. Answer. And the apostle said they were all gone astray. God puts a difference between the precious and the vile, judges righteously, and respects no man's person, and makes a difference in judgment. And they say, God checks and chides the wanderings of his people. And yet say, God makes a difference where there is none, and you are to be checked and chidden. Principle, again they say, the children of God are all their lifetime found groaning under sin. See page 14. Answer. The apostle tells you plainly, he who is born of God does not commit sin, neither can he, because the seed of God remains in him, and he keeps himself, that the wicked one touches him not, and these are made free from sin. And here the apostle corrects you again, for those are not groaning under sin, when the wicked one touches them not, but these reign over it. Principle. They say, who put men to the light of the eternal word with which they are enlightened, put men beside the way of life, and put men beside the way of salvation. See page 16. Answer, none know salvation but by the light which comes from the eternal word, nor the way of life, which is Christ, which every man that comes into the world is enlightened withal, and so the salvation to the ends of the earth. Principle. Again they say, that the light that lights every man that comes into the world, shuts up the kingdom of heaven against men, and takes away the ministration of the gospel, and destroys the ministry of man. See page 17. The light exposes the ministers made by man, instead of God. The light exposes the false gospels of the false prophets, bringing in the true gospel and showing the true ministers. Answer. None come into the kingdom of heaven, but who come into the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world. It opens the kingdom of heaven, but it destroys man's ministration and brings in the ministration of God and the gospel. And this light you call law or works, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which he who believes in has ceased from his own works as God did from his and comes to the end of the law. Principle, again they say, the scriptures are the means of faith. Answer, and so have thrown out Christ the author of faith and God the giver, and the scripture is but the declaration of the saints' faith, and it said men had faith before scripture was, as for instance, Abraham and Enoch. Principle, again they say, as for the expected dictating the scriptures by the Spirit to us as to the writers, thereof it is groundless. See page 18. Answer, so showing of what spirit you are, who with the true spirit are corrected that have the scriptures dictated to you, but not by the same spirit the prophets and apostles had. Principle, they say, instruction in the scriptures is the way of sowing the seed in children. Answer, and the scripture said, the seed is the word, and Christ is the seedsman, who is before scripture was, and yet, it does no good except they eat the book, and so they confuse themselves. And many had the scriptures, who stood against the seedsman as you do now, and the devil out of the truth makes a cloak of those things, who will not feed upon the word. Principle, so the light which lights every man that comes into the world, which we say is the covenant of God, they say, that is to break down the enclosed garden. See page 20. Answer. This is what confounds Babylon the Great, and brings it into remembrance with God, and brings the great whore into judgment. The light, which is the way into the garden of God, breaks down their enclosed garden, who have apostatized from the apostles. Principle, they say, that the power to jostle out the form is an error. See page 24. Answer, it was the apostles' work to bring from the form into the power, the substance Christ, which was not an error. But you being in the error, keep people in forms out of the power, and so not in the apostles' work. Principle, again they hear say, it is blasphemy to say God is in all. See page 30. Answer, and the apostle said, God over all, through all, and in you all, blessed forever. F 4:6. Principle, they say, it is not a transgression if men pray not, nor preach for many days, weeks, and months together, though necessity is laid upon them. See page 32. Answer, contrary to Christ's command, who told them, watch and pray. And contrary to the apostles' doctrine, who said, woe be unto him if he did not preach the gospel. Where there comes a woe, there is transgression, so likewise where Christ's doctrine is denied. And the apostle said, pray always, but without wrath and doubts, and lifting up holy hands, and pray for enemies. But you pray in the wrath, and hands full of blood, and persecute friends, as your jails may witness. So, as Pastor Eaton said, you never heard the voice of God. And Micah said, night is upon priests and prophets that divine for money and preach peace to the people if they put into their mouths, if not, they prepare war against them. Such have no answer from God. Principle, they say, that apparel is for distinction of qualities of persons. See page 36. This statement is in direct conflict with what James wrote. My brothers, do not mix the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with showing partiality towards men. For if one man comes to your assembly with a gold ring in costly apparel, while a poor man comes in inferior clothing, and if you show respect to the man that wears the prestigious clothing and say to him, sit here in this fine place, and say to the poor man, stand over there or sit here below my footstool, are you not then showing partiality preferential prejudice among yourselves, and have you not judged that person with evil thoughts? But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, and are convicted by the law as transgressors. James 2:1-4, 9 by saying that apparel distinguishes the qualities of persons, he is judging a man on the basis of his clothes or his money, and for a supposed minister to defend such blatant unchristian judging is abhorrent. Answer. That is but in the world. For what distinguishes persons is the word, the person of Christ from the persons of Adam in the fall, and who are in the transgression, and who are out of it, and who are vessels of honor and dishonor. And your wearing of gold and costly apparel distinguishes you from the apostles' doctrine. And the holy women of old who were honorable, it was not the apparel that made them so, but the hidden man of the heart, which was of great price with the Lord. These were brought to do the commands of God. That honor which is in the world for clothes and respect, God will stain, which stands in the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, and there stands the world's honor, in transgression. Principle, they say, it is most true, the Jew inward desires not the praise of men. See page 38. Answer. Then all that desire the praise of men, and respect to persons, are not the Jews inward by their own conclusion, but the Jew outward. And so, priests, judge your work and fruit, how many Jews outward you have begot. For what begets the Jew outward, which has the praise of men and respecting of persons, is the outward Jew, and what begets the inward Jew is the Jew within who has his praise of God, and Christ who was the King of the Jews was not a respecter of persons. Principle, again they say, it was not Christ's command to give your coats to the next beggar that asks them. See page 42. Answer. The scriptures say, he who has two coats, let him give to him that has none, and the rich will give to the rich, and thus they affront the scriptures. God gives wisdom how to distribute, and to whom to distribute, and how to honor the Lord with the substance. And so you show yourselves ignorant of Christ's doctrine, in letting so many poor beg at your doors and in the streets, and yet you will have boot hose tops and double cuffs and ribbons about you, who are more like stage players than ministers, and are not like to give your coat to the next beggar. Which double cuffs and boot hose tops and ribbons you have got for tithes of poor people that have hardly a coat to put on, but those who obey Christ's command and who have two coats give to him who has none. Principle. Again they say, the Son of Man is not come, and these are false prophets and false Christs who say he is come. See page 43. Answer. And so they call John a false prophet, who tells that the Son of God was come. 1 John 5. For we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding. And you are the false prophets and antichrists in the world, who deny Christ comes in the flesh. Again we say, you are those who come not in by the door, who draw people from the teachings of God, from the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world. Principle, and you tell them it is natural. See page 43. Answer, the light is the door, which does enlighten every man that comes into the world. But you blind sodomites are groping for the door, but cannot find it, raging without, and would kill the just who are in the light, which is the door. And all are blind, though they say they see, that do not see the light, which lightens every man that comes into the world, by whom the world was made. Principle, you say, the apostles went out of their own nation without money or two coats, without a bag either. See page 44. Answer. Which of all of you in your own nation goes without your stipend, or augmentations, tithes, or glebe lands? Which of you all will go into your own nation without this? So not going, have you not all judged yourselves by the apostles' practice which you speak of, and with your own words? Principle, and you say, that the greatest part of the persecution in the nation is ceased. Answer, you say so that to persecution are turned, whose persecuting fruits have been seen more within these late years, than for several scores, no, these 100 years past, and you are turned the persecutors of those who will not put into your mouths that you do no work for, and for speaking to you, as your jails bears witness. Principle. Again they say, to be called of men master, and so transgress Christ's command, is but a civil respect to their public employment. Answer. Pharisee-like have they showed that they condemn Christ's commands, and unlike ministers of him, but antichrists that condemn Christ's command and call it a civil respect in their employments. For you do not read of Mr. Paul and Mr. Peter. Mr. was the abbreviation for master. Principle. Again they say, that is it which makes many ears to tingle, and is a desolation, to say God is coming to teach his people himself, and to redeem them from all their teachers. See page 47. Answer, now are the prophets fulfilling, they shall not need every man to teach his neighbor or his brother. Now are people coming to hear the Son, who is the salvation to the ends of the earth, God's covenant. Now is that coming which shall make your ears tingle, and now are people come to the anointing, that they need not any man to teach them. Now are people ceasing from men whose breath is in their nostrils, and looking to Christ the Lord, the salvation to the ends of the earth. Principle. Again they say, that Satan, transformed into an angel of light, is helping on good motions and fair compliances with rules of right to an ill end. See page 49. Answer, that is like your doctrine, that Satan should make use of good motions and fair compliances with rules of right. The rule of right and the good are out of his power. Principle, again they say, why may not Satan help on mortification? See page 53. For if you live after the flesh the sinful nature, you will die. But if through the Spirit you mortify put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Rom 8:13 The false prophet wants to equate Satan with the Spirit of God, whose holy mortification of evil includes the death of the satanic spirit in a man. The man shows a fundamental ignorance of holy vis evil. Answer. No, what mortifies is out of the power of Satan, that goes against his power, and brings down to the death of Christ and his resurrection, which they that are out of mortification know not. Principle. And the persecutors, when they have persecuted the children of light, which light enlightens every man that comes into the world, say, they expose themselves to suffering. Answer. And this light is it which torments them. So striking at the light, they strike at the foundation, as we find these seven men's work is to strike at the light, the foundation, Christ Jesus, so are Satan's ministers. And abundance of lies is their book stuffed with, which are not worth mentioning, which will turn upon themselves. In the day of fire and judgments, they shall feel their works. In their conscience, the witness shall answer. Those who imprison the just in themselves, turn against those who are in the covenant of light, where the prisoner shows himself forth. For there is no persecution in the general, but men have first stopped their ears against that of God within them, and gone from the truth in their own particulars, then they turn against those who are in it. And such were always said to be of the devil, doing his work out of the truth. Richard Baxter's book, called The Quaker's Catechism. His principles follow, and his works, which are to be condemned to the fire. And as for his lies and railings and brawlings and revilings, we turn them back to himself, for which his own sorrow will be the greatest. Principle, he said at the beginning of his book in a letter to a friend, to say that any are perfect and without sin is the devil speaking in man. Answer. Contrary to the language of the apostle and Christ who told them be perfect, and the apostle spoke wisdom among those who are perfect, and said they were made free from sin. And it is the devil speaking in man that speaks for sin while men are upon earth, for the devil holds up him who makes men not perfect, but truth makes men free again from the devil, and speaks in man and says, be perfect. Principle, he said, Christ does not condemn men for being called of men master, and it is not the title, but answer. Contrary to Christ's words, who said, be you not called of men master, for you have a master in heaven, even Christ, and you are all brethren. And thus he tramples upon the commands, and makes the commands of Christ of none effect, which is one of the marks that Christ gave to the multitudes to know the hypocrites by. And so he not only denies Christ's commands, but teaches men to break them. So crucifies Christ, and says they are his ministers. But that is the Antichrist that abides not in his doctrine, as in 2 John. Principle, and he said, people are tossed up and down like a bundle of feathers and novices. Answer. How should they be otherwise than tossed up and down by you, when you deny perfection, and call it the voice of the devil speaking? That speaks of perfection and overcoming sin. How should you but be the men that toss people up and down with every slight, being blown up and down with your windy doctrine that is not perfect, and so make the nations and people like waters? For all the imperfection is out of Christ, in the first Adam, in sin and transgression, and in the devil which is out of the truth. And all the perfection is in Christ, the second Adam, the covenant of God, out of sin and transgression. And so they who are in Christ are new creatures, and old things pass away, and all things become new. And so in the second Adam, in the Lord from heaven, above the earthly, the first man, in the perfection, out of the tossing. Your imitated church, gotten up since the days of the apostles, is not the true church. Principle, he said, a true church is guilty of injury. See page 4. Answer. Contrary to the scriptures where the apostle said, the church is the pillar and ground of truth, without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. Principle, he said, God has commanded a sufficient maintenance in general for ministers and left it to human prudence to judge what is sufficient. See page 7. Answer. By this he has forsaken the spirit as judge and the wisdom of God and run into earthly human prudence. Therefore is there so much oppression for tithes and maintenance for ministers, and so much making havoc and imprisoning and persecuting for the same, and the power is denied which the apostles had, to eat and to drink, which Christ gave them. So you run into the lust for money which you do not work for, and the earth, and while they coveted after that, they lost the faith. And that is the cause that people have lost the unity and run all upon heaps, through coveting and love of money. Their teachers have lost the faith in which they should have had unity with God and one with another and have pleased him and had access to him, and which would have given them victory over the world, the devil, enmity, and corruption. In Luke 10, 1-8, we have the account of Jesus sending disciples out with instructions. Jesus said, and stay on in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whenever you go into a town and they receive and accept and welcome you, eat what is set before you. So here Jesus says, eat and drink what they provide, because the laborer is worthy of his wages. What they provide is the wages that Christ allows. Eat what is set before you. This is not justification for asking or charging people for their work, or even providing any mechanism for a collection box, nor a click-through for donations or love gifts. Not taking money, extra clothing, shoes, or staff, and freely giving refers to Christ wanting to show them how they would be provided for, based on their work of healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, and preaching the kingdom is near. If a person receives such a true worker, actually sent by Christ, that person out of gratitude will give him anything he needs, unsolicited. A true minister of God would never ask for money or shoes or clothing or a staff. he would mow lawns first. He did not tell them to go in and demand money, clothing, shoes, and staff. He said, freely give. He told them what to give: healing, preaching, raising the dead, casting out demons, and he said do it freely. Christ was trying to show his disciples that he could take care of all their needs. He wanted them to have confidence that God could provide for their needs. Out of gratitude for seeing someone healed, raised from the dead, or demons cast out, or hearing the real news of the kingdom, anyone would gladly offer to share any of their material possessions with such a worker. That was the intention of sending them out without money and telling them not to charge for their ministering. They would not have to ask, they were forbidden to ask. Christ said, freely you have received, freely give. When one asks and someone complies, it is not a gift, it is a solicitation. Fundraising is asking. Passing the plate is asking. A salary is not a gift. With a salary, a preacher has become a hireling, of which Jesus spoke very harshly. Principle, he said, all that come into the world are lighted with the light of nature. See page 7. Answer. For so he calls the light, which John calls the true light, which is Christ, that lights every man that comes into the world. So is ignorant of John's doctrine and the scriptures, a man not fit to teach, but is gotten up by an usurped authority and is not able to divide the word aright. But with the scriptures you are corrected, and the light that lights every man that comes into the world. By it the natural lights were made, the sun and moon, and so forth. And men that are born blind are enlightened with that light which was before the sun was, before all things were made, which came a light into the world to enlighten every man that all men through it might believe. Now all men may see how men are mad against Christ and the apostles' doctrine that bore witness to the true light and Christ told believe in it. Principle, he talks of and preaches up an external word. See page 8. Answer. Which the scripture speaks nothing of, nor the prophets, nor Christ, but said, the word that lives, abides, and endures forever. And the scriptures of truth cannot be broken. And God's words and Christ's words are not external. This is not agreeable to sound words that cannot be condemned, but is like his doctrine that knows not the eternal. The ministers of Christ did not tell people of an external word, but an eternal word, but you being made by the will of man, speak to the people of an external. Principle, he said, he has not seen God in glory nor any man. See page 9. Answer. We do believe you, and the priests have not seen him. But the saints saw him, and Job saw him, and Isaiah saw him, the Lord of hosts, and Stephen saw him, and Abraham saw his glory, and the apostles saw him and beheld his glory, the glory of God. And you are as the Pharisees that stand against Christ, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that Christ said never saw the shape of God. Until the human spirit in a man has been crucified, he will not see God in glory. But after being crucified, he will. Principle, he said, the word infallible is the pillar of the popish kingdom and the master point of new religion. See page 9. Answer. Now you, who calls infallibility a popish point, a new religion, you have shown your religion manifested and your points that are fallible. Contrary to the apostle who had many infallible proofs of the spirit of Jesus Christ, and they who have not are none of his. Those who have the spirit of Christ have what is infallible and lets them see infallible proofs as you may read in scripture. Those who have the spirit of God have what is infallible. Any religion that is out of the infallibility and out of the spirit of God is vain, and there is yours and the Pope's as your fruits have declared. As your kind has gotten up since the days of the apostles, in the apostasy, fallible, but what is in the spirit of God is infallible. Principle. And you say, you have no such revelation as the apostles had as you know of. And the apostles were brought to speak infallibly to the church by an infallible spirit, and neither you nor the Pope has any such infallibility as the apostles had. See page 10. Answer. We do believe you, for you are the false spirits, you and the Pope that went forth from the apostles into the world, whom Christ said would come, that were inwardly ravened from the spirit and went forth from the apostles, and only have had the sheep's clothing. And so are the spirits which the apostles told the saints to try, which went forth into the world, who had the true spirit, the record, the spirit of God. And they who have found the record, the spirit of God, try all your spirits and find you fallible, ravened from the spirit of God inwardly, only having the sheep's clothing that has covered the wolf in you all, the devourer. So we do believe, neither the Pope nor you have the infallible spirit, being the false spirits that went forth into the world and led the world after you. Nations have come to be like waters, You are also broken into heaps and sects, and lack the infallible spirit in which you should have unity. So you do not have the Son of God revealed among you, who do not have revelation as the apostles had, which we witness, who have come to what the apostles were in, and so the Son of God reigns. Principle, he said, the Holy Scriptures are the temporal word. See page 11. Answer, now see if this is not an undervaluing the Scriptures of truth and the words of God and Christ and of the prophets and apostles which cannot be broken. He calls them a temporal word. The Scripture teaches no such doctrine, but instead is from your lying spirit. Principle, he said, the gospel or word is the external light flowing out unto us from the sun. See page 12. The man is trying to make the Scriptures the light. But God is light, 1 John 1:5, and Jesus is the light of the world, John 8:12, and neither are an external light. Answer. Contrary to the Scripture, which said, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, so not temporal, not a temporal light. And the light that comes from the Son of God, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, that shines in people's hearts, that gives the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, is not a temporal light, and you who say so are in the delusion. Nor is it an external light. Principle, he said, the Scriptures are able to make men wise unto salvation, without any more additions, and there are no more to be expected. See page 12. Answer, contrary to the Scripture itself and the Apostles' doctrine, who said, through faith they are able to make wise unto salvation. So there is an addition, through faith, which the Apostles adds, and all the saints and true believers, which is the faith that you are reprobated from, and so no minister of Christ, not in the victory, so in the world's lusts. True faith comes from revelation. Knowledge about God comes from revelation. Without having experienced revelation, a man has nothing but book learning. He knows nothing about God. Principle, he said, the soul of man is a spiritual substance. And Magnus Bind said, the soul is not infinite in itself, but it is a creature. And Richard Baxter said, it is a spiritual substance. See page 13. Answer. Now consider what a condition these called ministers are in. They say, what is a spiritual substance is not infinite in itself, but a creature. What came out from the Creator is the hand of the Creator in which the soul is, which brings it up to the Creator that is infinity itself. Which hand goes against him that does evil, in which hand the soul is, which hand is immortal and infinite. The hand is infinite which brings it up to God who is infinite. Principle, he said, do not they blasphemously make Christ an idol, that call our temples idols' temples? See page 15. Answer. Christ's body was and is the temple of God, who ended all outward temples made with hands, and so that is no idol, but others are idols, held up by you and the Pope, Jews and Gentiles, who imprison the seed of God in yourselves. And Stephen was stoned to death for denying the temple and for witnessing the substance, so you have almost stoned many to death for denying your idols' temples. God commanded a single temple to be built by Solomon. There has never been another command for another temple to be built. Jesus prophesied its total destruction and then said it would be rebuilt in 3 days, his resurrected body in 3 days, the new replacement temple. The cathedrals, the temples, the grand buildings, the rich furnishing, the castle-like architecture are all monuments to man's vanity, and so are idols. These are the quarters of the Whore of Babylon, arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, the habitation of demons, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. Meeting in homes or meeting in plain functional buildings is the way of the true church. Principle, he calls that most ignorant and drunken dealing, to own Christ's commands that told, be not called of men master. See page 18. Answer. And thus he shows his ignorance and drunkenness. He does not read Mr. Paul and Mr. Peter, and they that do so transgress the doctrine of Christ. And he has not the spirit of Christ, but is gone out into the world, where all the false spirits are opposing Christ's commands and the spirit's commands, and so no minister of Christ. Mr. was an abbreviation for master in 17th century England. Only important people were called Mr. as honor for their position. Today, Mr. is used to address people of all socio-ethnic economic strata as Mr., and so is no longer restricted by Christ, although to call one master still is. Principle, he said, all the ministers since the days of the apostles were to be ordained and called, which the apostles were not. See page 21. Answer. does not the apostle speak of those who usurp the authority? Yes, we say that all of you, and the Pope, since the days of the apostles, are called by men, and made by men, who are the false spirits that went forth into the world, that ravened from the true, so have not heard the voice of God at any time. So he has not sent you, but you have usurped the authority, being made by man. And as no prophecy of Scripture came by the will of man, therefore all that get the Scripture in their own wills, out of the Holy Ghost, are made by man. Such are out of unity with God, with the Scriptures, with one another, and all on heaps about words. And such men make and set up. Principle, he said, the Scriptures are God's law and a sufficient rule for doctrine and worship itself. See page 22. God must be worshipped in spirit and truth. Scriptures are not spirit. Scriptures obviously do not lead to sound doctrine, for there are 41,000 different Christian sects, each with different doctrines. Why are there 41,000 different doctrines? Because the leaders of these 41,000 sects are without the Spirit of God's teachings, for if the Spirit of God had taught them, there would only be one sect. Instead, these 41,000 sects have their heads buried in the Bible, reading and wondering, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Answer. Now many may have the Scriptures, yet if they have not the Spirit that gave them forth, they do not worship God in the Spirit. And they that have the Scriptures and do not the will of Christ know not his doctrine. And the law is light. Principle, he said, but I must tell you that our bells steeple bells are not carnal. If they were, they would scarce sound so well or last so long. See page 23. So this man is seriously stating that their steeple bells are holy, and evidently they were baptized to make them holy and not carnal. Can you see that this is merely sorcery? These ministers are the dogs and sorcerers spoken of in Revelation, who were outside the inner court along with whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves the deception of lies and cheating. Rev 22:15. As dogs, they lick the sores of their congregation. They feed on the sins of the congregations, telling them they are righteous, receiving their continual gratitude for giving them assurances of the favor of God and heaven to come. They are forgers of lies and physicians of no value. As sorcerers, they practice witchcraft with rituals and ceremonies that supposedly make a man acceptable to God, while that man remains a slave to sin, thus serving Satan, not God, and these even baptized bells to make them holy. Answer, if they are not carnal, then they, the bells, are spiritual, and in that all the world will judge you, that they are things seen, and so they are temporal and carnal. And what is temporal is not eternal, nor spirit. The apostle speaks of carnal weapons, 2 Cor 10:4, and carnal ordinances, Heb 9:10. And whereas you speak of baptizing your bells, have not many bells in England been baptized, and was not the Pope the first author of it? And we do say that they are carnal and not spiritual, let them sound never so well and last never so long. Though in many towns you have made them to ring to the tune of psalms, yet we cannot say that these are spiritual that can ring to the tune of psalms, neither dare we, but do judge those who say they are so. For the Scripture calls those ordinances, which were ordinances of God once, worldly and carnal. And the sanctuary is called a worldly sanctuary, when the substance Christ the second covenant had come. And so we see and say, all your sorts of bells, though they may be tunes of psalms, yet they are carnal and not spiritual. Though indeed poor people, being ignorant, may well think so, when such as you say, they are not carnal, when they are, and stir up the fleshly nature in people. Principle, he said, to say a man is freed from the body of sin while on earth is part of the papists' dung which they have taught you to feed upon. See page 24. Answer. Contrary to the Scriptures and the apostles' words, who said, they were made free from sin, which was before you or the papists were. And contrary to John, who tells them, try the spirits, who said, false prophets are gone out into the world, which are you and the papists. He said, he who is born of God does not commit sin, neither can he, because the seed of God remains in him. 1 John 3:9, and you are in the papists' dung spoken of, who plead for sin, and you are contrary to the apostles and Christ, who preached perfection and freedom from sin. Principle. Again he said, Christ's kingdom is a hospital and has no subjects in it but diseased ones. See page 24. The hospital of the diseased is hell, not Christ's kingdom. Think for a minute. If heaven were filled with liars, cheats, the sexually immoral, those who use profane language, people always wanting things, people who get angry, people who envy, people who complain, heaven would be hell. Nothing that is unclean or defiles will enter heaven. Answer. We read of no such thing in Scripture, that Christ's kingdom is a hospital, and his subjects are diseased ones. But they that follow the Lamb, in their mouth is no guile, nor spot, nor fault before the throne of God, and are the elect which God lays no sin to, and they are the faithful and called and chosen that overcome the world. And his kingdom stands in power, and in righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and is not a hospital, nor his subjects diseased ones, for he heals them and converts them and washes them. And therefore you are a liar and a man that do not divide the word aright. The diseased, or such as come unto Christ to be healed, he heals them of whatever infirmity it is, and cures them, and clothes them in the right mind. Therefore you are corrected, and worthy of correction, and all the diseased ones are in your kingdom, you physicians of no value. Principle: what can keep the soul from the enjoyment of God but sin? See page 25. Answer: it is the unbelief in Christ the light, and the offering, and in his blood, that keeps from the enjoyment of God, who is the way to God, which the light gives to see. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.